Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to another dose of Procrastination Killer. You know that feeling, right? The one where you've got this massive to-do list staring you down, but somehow the couch seems way more appealing. Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into the fascinating world of procrastination, not just the act of putting things off, but the real reasons behind it. We're talking Psychology 101, folks. Because understanding why you procrastinate is the first step to finally kicking that habit to the curb. So, why are we even bothering with this deep dive? Well, procrastination isn't just about missing deadlines or feeling stressed. It can actually be a symptom of something deeper: anxiety, fear of failure, perfectionism, you name it. By understanding these underlying factors, we can start to tackle the root cause instead of just treating the symptoms. Ready to unlock some serious brain power? Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you bust through procrastination and reclaim your time. 1. Perfectionism, the procrastination trap. Ever get stuck in a loop of, "I'll do it later, when I have more time, energy, inspiration"? You know what? That feeling often stems from perfectionism. We set unrealistically high standards for ourselves and end up paralyzed by the fear of not meeting them. Spoiler alert, perfect doesn't exist. Embrace good enough. Start with a small win, build momentum, and refine things along the way. 2. The fear factor. Facing our demons. Procrastination can be a sneaky defense mechanism against uncomfortable tasks. You know those projects that make you feel anxious or overwhelmed? Guess what? Your brain is trying to protect you from that feeling. But here's the thing. Avoiding it only amplifies the fear in the long run. Break down big tasks into smaller, manageable chunks. Celebrate each step, and watch your confidence soar. 3. The dopamine delay, our brain's sweet spot. Our brains love instant gratification. Scrolling through social media, binge-watching a show, these activities release dopamine, that feel-good chemical that makes us crave more. But the problem is, those tasks often don't have long-term rewards, while the things we should be doing do. To combat this, try incorporating some micro-rewards into your work. Take short breaks, listen to your favorite music, or treat yourself to a healthy snack. Celebrate small victories along the way and keep that dopamine flowing in a positive direction. 4. The power of routine. Setting yourself up for success. Ever notice how you automatically reach for your phone first thing in the morning? That's because routines are hardwired into our brains. They save us energy and make decisions easier. So, create a routine that prioritizes your most important tasks. Wake up at a consistent time, schedule specific work blocks, and reward yourself for sticking to the plan. 5. The mindset shift, embracing growth. Remember, procrastination isn't about laziness. It's often a symptom of something deeper. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge those feelings, but don't let them control you. Instead, focus on progress, not perfection. Celebrate your wins, learn from your setbacks, and keep moving forward. Ever find yourself putting off writing that important email? You know, the one you've been staring at for hours, mentally crafting and deleting sentences over and over again? Maybe you're feeling overwhelmed by the task or fear of what the recipient might say. Sound familiar? Well, let me tell you a story about a friend who used to struggle with this exact problem. She was a brilliant writer, but she'd get stuck in this procrastination cycle whenever it came to sending emails that felt important. But then, she started incorporating these strategies we talked about, breaking down the task into smaller steps, focusing on good enough instead of perfection, and even setting a timer for just 15 minutes to draft the email. Guess what? She realized that once she got started, it wasn't nearly as scary as she thought. Now, let's recap those key takeaways. Understanding the psychology behind procrastination, recognizing the fear factor, tapping into the power of routine, celebrating progress over perfection, and most importantly, being kind to yourself throughout the process. Remember, kicking procrastination is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and self-compassion. But with these tools in your arsenal, you've got this. Now go out there, conquer the to-do list, and remember, every small step forward is a victory. Got something to share? Leave a comment on our social media pages and let us know your biggest procrastination struggles and how you're tackling them. Don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of Procrastination Killer, because together, we can crush it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.